T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
By plan, AARP isn't an insurer, doesn't recommend products, and encourages you to evaluate your needs. United Healthcare contracts directly with Walgreens for this plan. AARP and its affiliates are not parties to this contractual relationship. $0 copay not available at non-preferred pharmacies. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your...
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Here's a league that in large part is considered to be among the more progressive, if not the most progressive, of all the major pro sports leagues.
We will definitely not shut up and dribble.
I would be surprised if LeBron said anything.
Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. Just be careful what we tweet and we say.
I would not be surprised if he were quiet.
Y'all know what the day is!
When I retired for a reason, because I needed to step away. So it would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
No. It's a no.
Yes.
It's a no.
Yeah.
You're not coming back.
Yeah.
It's a no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's a no.
No.
It's a no.
No.
What?
It would be a no.
Right.
No.
Right.
I'm confused.
Yeah, no.
Right now.
The way the wind rustled through the hair on his arms and chest.
Yes, I got a hairy back, Curtis.
His body was like nothing I'd ever seen.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm afraid to say I'm throwing the towel in here, boys. Not Greg's towel, but I'm throwing the towel in because Greg has now done something that... I've never done before in my broadcasting career. A couple times, and so I give him credit. And, I mean, let's face it, it's only fair. If you're sitting there massaging professional athletes every single day in your show, it's about time they come back and massage you a little bit. Is that his towel?
So is that what it is?
Yeah,
should it be standing up?
That is his towel right there that he had wrapped around his naked body today.
You don't wear your pants in a massage.
I'm going to throw it to you.
I'd burn it. Don't throw it to me.
I'm still trying to figure out this Greg Hill guy.
Greg Hill guy?
Yeah. So it just did the whole hour without a shirt on?
Oh, he shirt on loose face. Oh, that's nasty.
That was on your face.
That was on Greg's
in
private parts.
That's in the face.
You don't wear your pants in a massage.
I love Lou's expression.
Get out of here,
cooties.
He spent like 9 to like 10, 15 with his shirt off waiting for Gronk?
Yes.
In a towel?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
A lot of teenage girls that do the same thing.
Yes, around his waist.
This is the Greg Hill show.
Yeah, he did have it around his...
He
had it around his neck and...
But no shirt on.
No shirt, no.
Yeah.
Man boobs, and
pot
belly exposed.
That,
I know the feeling.
On video, so he's going for that, like, the shock factor, right? People laugh at him, everything else.
Yeah.
He can laugh at himself, unlike some other people here.
Right, exactly.
Can you imagine this guy doing that?
No.
I'm not doing that.
We really missed a great opportunity.
I'm taking my shirt off
you
now.
Really should have been the guy he was rubbing down.
I'm not taking my shirt off for anybody.
Like, you go into the pool in your backyard, you keep your T-shirt on.
How was Dale? About 10, 12. How was Dale?
Dale was probably panicking, freaking out.
That's funny. Like,
was going to go nuts about going on at 6:07.
Do we have a show today, or are the salespeople taking over the studio?
There were 25 people in that studio, and
I don't blame Dale. He gets his show at like 10, 20 or something.
Get out of the studio. Let's go.
Yes, damn it.
Dale should have just said, hey, I got a show to do. Beat it. Is he too polite? Because they're guests. Right? At that point in time, you get the broom and you literally start, shooing them out the
door. I think if Gronk
get out of my studio,
he would tell everybody to beat it.
Oh, easily.
Right?
Easily.
And get the hell out. Yeah. We got a show to do. Right?
Should have thrown him over.
Gronk's there and he's like,
so is it over?
What do you mean it's over?
Is it over?
What's over?
Is the debate over?
What debate?
Can we move along? Can
no.
we move forward?
What debate?
He's just a salesman. He's just going to...
He's selling.
He's working with A-Rod. That whole thing. There's so much
please.
Things.
Please.
So many things. What do you mean, please?
Please.
It seems to me that A-Rod took him for a ride.
Sounded
like A-Rod kind of took him for a ride and said, I feel guilty for taking you for a ride, so I'll do you a solid. I'll pay you to actually...
So the Shakers that his brother was on Shark Tank with...
Yeah.
Actually, A-Rod bought those for him, but from his brother.
Right, so, yeah, so the Shark Tank, he obviously
made a ton of money, and then Gronk bought him back at a much higher price.
So it seems like, yeah, that's what it seems like, right? Like, A-Rod took advantage of the Gronk
family. So A-Rod said, let me just own this product for about 2 months, double, triple my money, and you can have it back.
Yeah.
And Gronk's like, I told you I never lost.
So I'm not sure the
Gronk. Told you I never lost.
I'm not sure. Stock
I never lost in the stock market.
I'll sell it back to you. But you have to do this app for me. You have to do this fitness app where he's going to be in L.A. and work out for like 3 days straight shooting a
app. I'm paying for it to reacquire the product.
Part of the price there, Gronk. You know, this is how we do business. This is how I do business.
Never
you
lose in the stock market.
Yeah.
I sold it for $500,000 and bought it back. I spent $2 million to get it back. I'm a winner.
Yeah. I think A-Rod screwed him.
I say so.
I think he got the crappy end of that deal.
It's too bad Gronk's not going to come back to play football because he's a great football player and we love him and he's a nice character and the whole works. But you're right, Lou. I mean, the business thing, I get a little worried about him. Here's the other one. You know, he's going to be on Fox and we saw him last Thursday. And yet if you go on TV, you can't be like Trey Flowers and every other word has got to be you know and you know and you know, right? Is he not taking like speech lessons? You know.
No, you want
right now.
You want authentic, real.
You know,
Gronkowski, and that's part of it. Yeah. You know.
You know, like yeah. You know, like and you know, you can always use. I would say, you know, like, you know, for sure, you know, it's all, you know,
that reminds us of another guy that we used to interview. His name might come up later in the program.
Trey Flowers, yeah.
You know, I had to watch, you know, how different, you know, attack, you know, me as, you know,
although, you know what, though, he's not the only one either, because our own big guy over here years ago, we have tape of him.
You know what? You know, a death sentence, you know, like, you know, we have all this, you know, I'd like, you know, somebody just thought, you know, I just, you know, but, you know, I wish, you know,
definitely, you know,
that
don't
know, you know,
I think all three of you guys get in that room together.
All right. But I'll give you credit. You only throw one every, you know, two or three paragraphs. He does it on a regular basis, and he's going to be on Fox TV.
He
does a lot of it, though. All that we really care about, though, is the comeback, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know. I felt like, was this like the first time it was, and I know Greg Hill really helped him with it. I mean, back and forth. Good God. But when he talked about whether he's coming back, and it took a caller to ask him.
I'll give an answer, obviously. When I retired, I retired for a reason, because I needed to step away. So it would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yes, it would be a no. There it is.
It's a no.
Yeah, but I never say no because I've said no, and everyone's like, yeah, he's kidding.
Right.
They're like, yeah, he's coming back.
But it's legit. It's legit. It's a no.
Yeah, it's a
no. It's a no. You're not coming back.
Yeah, that's in my mind. That's how it is.
It's a no. It's a no.
Yeah, but obviously,
right.
And everyone's like, I kept it. I say I keep it open because even if when I do say no, it's like people are like, yeah, right, he's kidding. Or so they, you know, they always spin it. So,
you know,
but in my mind, it's a no.
You know, it's a no. It's a no. Listen, it works for his brand, though. Think about this. If you're trying to sell stuff to people right now, what is the great attraction with Gronk? Because unlike normal guy who retires mainly because his body won't work anymore, like somebody here in the studio, he's a guy who can still play and play at a high level. And so people are sitting there, is he going to come back or not? So I think he keeps his brand alive. That's why he's doing it.
Well, it seemed like Greg was also had received orders. Listen, make sure you confirm the no.
You think?
You confirm the no. It's almost like he was leading the witness.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yes.
It's a no.
Yeah. Is it a no?
Yeah, it's a no.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not coming back.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Did Greg need to...
Jesus,
Greg needed to keep reminding him that his answer was no?
It's a no.
Seven no's for Greg.
It's a no.
And seven you-no's for Gronk.
Holy smokes.
I got to keep reminding him that his answer is no because he'll deviate... He'll go off, you know, he'll hear some rumors here and he'll start wanting to play again. It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yeah.
It's a no.
It's a no. Yeah, it's a no.
He just said no. How many times is he going to repeat it?
Where's the dueling banjos music?
Holy
Jesus.
Smokes. So Rob's a no.
It's a no.
You believe him?
It would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yeah. It's a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
So I never say no.
You're not coming back. Yeah, no.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Jeez.
So do it with
my head spinning.
But for a guy that is totally out of the game, and I'm going to take him for his word. It's a no, by the way. You know it's a no. That here he was. He had an opportunity to talk about Malcolm Butler. He had an opportunity to give his true feelings about Bill and the whole works. And God, he couldn't have been more secretive and more quiet about everything.
Well, but Malcolm Butler, he wasn't secretive. I bet he was 100% honest.
What are you talking about? He said he didn't know.
He didn't know.
He didn't know, you know.
Why didn't Malcolm Butler play in the Super Bowl against the Eagles?
Hold on. Let's come back to that.
Hold on. Co-host of the show.
No, it's a good question.
Curtis, yes.
It's a great
question. Everyone asked me this. My friends asked me this. Whoever asked me this. I actually know less info than you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a defensive player.
I swear. Yeah, exactly. You understand, Wiggy, how it works. You know?
Nobody. Did you guys talk about it afterwards? Like, were you guys...
I mean, I still don't even really know. I never really asked. I just stay in my lane, and it's that defensive side too.
These people are textbook.
It's like PTSD. Or like they want to reveal something, but they still can't. The guy's not even on the payroll
every now and then.
Yeah, but I truly don't know.
Yeah,
I truly don't. And people, I mean,
it's like Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, like I truly don't.
Yeah, you don't have any idea. No,
never even asked a defensive player either what happened.
It's his business over there.
Yeah, if I heard someone talking about it, then I would figure it out. But I never heard anyone, never ask questions. Just do my job.
Yeah, right, I find that hard to believe. All of that hard to believe.
I'm kind of getting tired of getting like my curiosity getting shamed by Greg Hill. Oh, these people, they want to know. They can't let it go. Yeah, you're damn right. I can't let it go. I'll never let it go. Like, I will forever, 20 years from now, say, why the hell did Malcolm Butler not play in the Super Bowl?
What?
He does it all the time. Oh, Tom, I don't people still aren't happy with, even though you guys are 6-0, we're taking some negativity. A lot of negativity. People still aren't pleased. It's like, I'm just shamed for, like, being concerned about the team in some area or wanting to know about Malcolm Butler by Greg Hill. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. He's taking the fanboy.
Sports radio always. Dude, you're on sports radio.
He's taking the fanboy.
Greg Hill show.
Right. Listen, he got a massage from a professional athlete. That's going on his resume.
The biggest question is a massage.
Exactly.
No, wait, what?
You believe that he doesn't know what the hell happened to Malcolm Butler?
No, yeah, I do.
A player on that football team is going to sit there and say, oh, you know what?
Malcolm Butler didn't play,
and I'm just going to walk off the field, and we lost. I'm never going to look at a buddy and say, Jesus, Malcolm never got in. And then when we come back into camp or in the offseason, I'm not going to go to, the Kentucky Derby. And be like, hey, does anybody know why Malcolm didn't play? I am never going to ask that question, like, ever. That's like me walking out of Yankee Stadium and sitting there saying, why did we leave Mark Pedro in? Yeah, do you really think the guys in our locker room, we're not sitting there saying, why did we leave Pedro in? We just walked out and said, hey, Grady made the call. Whatever it is, let's just move on. To this day, I don't know why he left Pedro in. Like that's unheard of. It's impossible to believe.
That's a great
analogy.
We sat there
all day and said, why the hell didn't they go to Timlin?
Hold on, wait a second. See, that's
a great analogy.
I just figured it out. This has nothing to do with Gronk or Malcolm Butler. This has to do with the Red Sox and his inability to win a World Series. That's have you not connected the dots yet?
Yeah, I'm just trying to regress. No, all I'm saying is I've been in a similar situation, and there isn't a single soul that walked out of Yankee Stadium that night and go, you know what? We shouldn't speak about it. We shouldn't even talk about it. We shouldn't even raise the question. And why Grady left Pedro in. Just stay your lane. I'll see you guys in camp. And when we get in camp, we won't speak of it either.
Ever.
Ever. Even years down the road, we'll never talk about this. Ever. I find that extremely hard to believe.
Well, it's always great to have you here, Lou.
Thanks, Joe.
I actually don't think it's hard to believe.
Well, see, to me, I've thought all
along. It
affects
all of your lives.
It was part of the game, not just the defense. Hold on, not to keep going back to this whole moment, but there's tons. Like, offensive guys somehow don't have a clue what
but
is going on.
But it affects your ring. It affects your championship.
I get it, but it's I'm not consumed with it. I'm worried about what's going on. I may not even know about it until after the game is over when somebody else, like a reporter, says, hey, What's going on? Did you know this happened? No.
Christian, this is
no clue.
Years later, he's retired from the team, and he's sitting there playing dumb, saying he never asked anybody about it. He's never had a conversation with anybody about it. I'm one, if you remember, thought all along it was a game plan. He didn't fit into the game plan, had a bad week and a half leading up there, and Bill Belichick went with the personnel he thought gave him the best chance to win. I'm convinced of that, especially with the big receivers of the Eagles.
Thanks, Glenn.
But after hearing that today, I could understand why Lou has in his mind some conspiracy theory of something happened during the course of that week.
That's
because
the problem.
What Gronk's doing is, Gronk sounds like he's hiding something.
I actually know less info than you guys.
That's hiding. That's hiding. So he doesn't know
on
less
the team.
Than us.
He knows less than us.
Stop
he's
it.
On the freaking team. And he knows less than us. Apparently, the whole team knew he wasn't going to play. That's so why wouldn't he come out and just say, we all knew he wasn't going to play?
That's dumb.
Because there's mixed reports whether he practiced or not.
That's dumb.
So we should have sat there and said, yeah, I thought it was weird all week how he wasn't out there. He never practiced with us at all. Instead, as you guys know more than I do? Oh, okay, that'd be like saying some guy out in the bleachers knew more about what the hell was going on in Yankee Stadium than I did.
All right, we'll get to a lot more of it, and we'll get to a bunch of stuff today, including LeBron. He's finally spoken, and it's dumber than you thought it would be. We'll also get to the officials in the National Football League. The Lions got screwed. The officials took a game away from him. We'll get to all of that. And your phone call, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
So I'm going to stay right here. Try not to get my side view. I don't really look good from
here.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you're a little tense, man. We'll lose some right up.
Get deep in there. Your hands are so they're so soft and supple.
Well, how does that feel?
That feels pretty good.
Yeah.
If you could go a little lower. I also don't have any underwear on, so just be,
you don't?
Be
you
careful.
Don't.
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
You know, you got to relax. So you look at how you're getting all red right there. That's blood flow. You know, I learned all this stuff, too, at TB12. How does this feel?
It feels fantastic.
Yeah.
You could do it all night.
Yeah, you smell that?
Yeah, a little lower. Oh. If you could just get the little, like, the bottom.
Let me get down
there.
A little bit. Yeah, you just got to relax a little bit.
All right,
there you go.
I'm trying to sit up straight because I look fatter when I'm not sitting up.
I don't know.
All right. Jesus, what is this, a freaking soft porn?
Couple of men talking about blood flow. That's what it is right there. That was this morning on Greg Hill's show, and he had Gronk in studio. And Gronk,
is that when Dale walked in?
I don't know if Dale was. Poor Dale.
Dale was in heaven.
Is Ray Bork not available?
I was just going to say, Dale was probably like, well, if I can get Ray or Bobby or Zdeno in here one day.
It's a good idea, though. You know, they do all these shows now where they interview people in cars or whatever. Nobody, and they've done it over meals. It's a good idea. Why don't you do it over a massage?
I like it.
A whole series, you know, which you interview or whatever. Maybe Greg's going to make this a regular feature of the show. Maybe
it feels fantastic. You could do it all night.
Yeah, you smell that?
Yeah, smell this. Get Brady in here next week and they do the same thing, a little massage, Brady gives it to Greg Hill. I mean, it's perfect, right?
So, I mean, do they leave any for us?
Anyone?
Any CBD oil? Donuts
and
everything.
There's a towel over there.
Is it?
Yeah. So rub the towel.
I heard
the. Why don't you take your shirt off, and I'll rub the towel on your back, because I think there's still some oil in there.
Please don't.
You already threw the towel.
Would that be weird?
You threw the towel at Lou.
I'll ask you, okay.
You threw the towel at Lou.
Wait, if we were at the beach.
There are all sorts of bodily fluids in that thing, and you threw it at Lou.
Okay, if we were at the beach, and I needed you to put suntan, sunscreen on my back.
Oh, now we're in.
You would not put sunscreen on my back?
I would do this for you.
Ben's category here.
No, I'm just saying.
You're creepy right now. Here's what I would do for you.
Wait a second. If we were at the beach and there was a bunch of women and guys and just a big party atmosphere, and no woman wants to put sunscreen on your back.
Had to run in with some seagulls.
Wait a minute.
Would you let me put sunscreen on your back and rub it in?
No.
No.
Why?
And if you asked me, well, I'll tell you.
No.
If you wanted me to do it to you, I would actually squeeze the bottle out at full height, and then I would use the bottom of my feet.
Why is there a problem?
I would walk on your back.
When you get a massage,
and I got bad looking dogs
when you
down
get,
there.
When you get a massage,
we're friends. What is that weird?
Do you get? Do you go always go to a woman or do you go to a man too?
Whoever's the best, I don't care.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm
you're
looking,
not buying it.
Believe me, I've had like relaxing massages where I have to kind of try to act like I'm somewhere else. But no, I don't care either way.
Does that mean we have to have sex?
But hold on. But honestly, so that shows what type of friend you are to me. We're at the beach. I have even though I have dark skin, I burn easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to need some protection. So you're telling me my good friend Lou Maloney?
Are we squirting? Are we spraying
spray.
It on?
No.
No, I'm not rubbing it in.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm not rubbing it
you
in.
You can't. You if you have the lotion stuff, you have to rub it in.
Well, then you know what? Burn. Find burn someone else.
I can. Ryan, would you do it?
Grabbed his butt cheeks.
Tyler would. Tyler, right? Tyler's got fair skin, so he knows what it's like to burn.
No,
Tyler's
the question.
What?
You spray. You spray.
I don't
That's
have
what
any
you
spray.
Do. You
I'm
don't
sorry.
You rub it down.
I need to be Pava 3.
Hold on for just a second. This will be a real test. No more ever massage.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
Never.
I guarantee you, if they're out at Manhattan Beach hanging out and Nomar says, hey, Lou, buddy, can you hook me up real
chance.
Quick? He could not grab that lotion out of his hand quick enough.
No,
I'm actually
chance.
Amazed. You guys are so insecure.
I'm insecure.
That you would not put lotion on my back.
It's not about insecure. It's uncomfortable.
Hey, Christian.
Listen, I don't want to have sex with you, Lou.
I know that,
okay?
But I'm just
Glenn,
saying.
Christian, I don't want to have sex with
Christian,
you.
Christian, I tell you what.
I'm not putting it on your back.
I will do it if I can use a paint roller. Okay, I will do it.
You guys are terrible.
How about my chest? Would you rub it in my chest?
your belly. Okay, bye, Nomar.
If I bought it, I squirt my chest right here. Would you rub it in nice on my chest for me, Christian?
See, now you're making it weird.
Well, not well because it's already weird.
No,
okay,
you could.
We've already gone there.
You can rub sunscreen on your chest.
No,
you can't do it on your back.
I got.
No, you can't.
Flexible
you're
shoulders.
You're gonna have all these
handprints. No, I got loose sockets in my shoulders. I've always been able to.
Somebody is reminding us though that we did interview Julian Edelman one time when he was actually getting a massage while we were doing the interview. Now we weren't doing the massage the way Greg Hill got a massage from a professional athlete.
No, that was like Blue Steel showing how cool he was.
Yeah. You can just get the little, like, the bottom.
Let me get down a little bit.
Have you ever been to a spa and gotten a facial? Like a real facial?
Like a real facial?
Yeah.
What's your idea of a real facial?
Real facial. You got the steam, the poppy zits. Have you ever?
No.
Okay, would you let a man do it?
No. I got a pedicure a couple times and a manicure once. Yeah. And it was like one of those things where it's like, you got it. Just my wife's like, we're out away somewhere. I don't think I've ever got a facial.
Yeah, when I get a pedicure, I have
this is just natural beauty.
I have a woman.
You guys are jerks.
I have a woman and a chainsaw. And it works for fine for me.
I don't get massages from guys.
Listen, if something happens.
I just don't. I mean, it's all right. It's just personal preference. It's about comfort. I want to relax. And it's
why
not like I'm trying to have
relax?
Sex with the woman.
Sound
I just
like the
don't
guy's
want
got guy's
hands.
Sound like he's got calluses. I don't want to cut his fingernails.
So let me get a little deeper on there right now.
Yes, thank you.
I'm good.
Right, for the record, if we all...
Personal preference.
If we are stranded on a desert island somehow.
Yes.
And one of you guys
My
died,
back will burn.
Okay? No. I would say, I'm going to eat you.
What?
I'm going to eat you up. I'm not going to worry about it.
So there's no food on the island.
You're
right?
Going to eat him?
There's no food.
He's first.
No food.
Oh, yeah, that's tender.
I'm first?
That's Glenn, some good eating.
Trust me. I'll be the last one. I will be the survivor.
Oh, my own.
I will be the survivor.
Unbelievable.
You want to start eating babies?
Yeah.
Everybody's pissed at us today.
Go to Mike.
I don't care. What? Mike's in Burlington. Mike, what's your problem?
I don't know. I just don't understand why you guys have such a beef with Hillman.
We don't have a beef with Hillman.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
Hey, Mike, do you bust balls with friends?
I don't know if you guys are friends or not.
We're friends.
Yes, we're busting
we like
balls.
Greg.
No,
oh
no,
my
no,
God.
No, Mike, I want to...
I don't know what problem with Greg Hill is.
Mike, I want to hear.
He came over to make your radio station better.
Yeah, Mike, I want to know what exactly is it? What exactly? All right, get rid of him.
Mike, goodbye.
Are we going to
do this?
Are we going to do this now?
Is the Greg Hill Army going to sit there and say, "Why is everybody picking on little Greg?"
That wasn't Glenn Hill Army.
We're busting balls. We did this with. Did we not do this with Minahan and Callahan? We do it with Dale. Did we not ridicule Dale here? And he ridicules us.
They're missing.
Whatever happened to busting balls in radio?
We love Greg.
We do.
We hate Danielle. Collectively, we hate Danielle. Hater.
I think it's the other way around.
I hate Wiggy and Fitzy.
Yes. Fitzy is so annoying. Wiggy, I can't handle it. But Danielle.
By the way, Fitzy attacked me on a show over the weekend. Let's not forget that. He attacked me.
Who did?
Fitzy did. He attacked me.
He did.
We played the tape.
Why does he like you?
I don't know.
Maybe that guy should call him back up.
I don't
Maybe tell him, ask him what he sees.
It's ridiculous. Is this what we're going to do now?
Necessary roughnesses.
We're so sensitive that we're going to see.
Give me
here.
Jeffrey and Marshfield.
If we're making
this is how I want to make sure, because this guy might be down at Green Harbor over the summer.
Jeffrey's in Marshfield. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, how are you, Glenn? How are you, Chris?
Terrific, what's up, Jeffrey?
How are you, Lou?
I'm good, Jeffrey.
That's good. Hey, listen, Christian, about the comment about, you know, putting suntan lotion on men's backs. Would you shave a man's back if he asked you to?
Yes.
My friend? Yes. In a second. What do you want me to
do,
buddy?
What, a lawnmower?
Whatever. I would shave my buddy's back. I don't see why is that so weird.
Well, because some guys' hairy
is a pause there. I honestly do not get it.
Well, let me ask, because someone's hairy back actually continues down to their ass.
I'm not shaving his ass. I would, but
there are limits.
I mean,
it's just one big extension.
We're not going to the nether
regions there.
But sunscreen is like a necessity. Like you could die from skin cancer. Like sunscreen? I need it to live.
You put sunscreen on a hairy back?
Listen, what he's doing
yes.
now.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
would you put sunscreen on Smurlus?
Oh, stop it!
Well, I'm the whole 3 feet of hair.
Wait a second. That's different. I'm like Glenn should because I know Fred, but we're not like boys. So that's I'd be like no. My buddies, all day long. What do you mean?
A liar.
Notice, what are you talking about?
Notice
go
you just brought up.
Go get some lotion right now. Take your shirt off, Lou.
No, take
your shirt off right now. I'm going to do it nice and slow so I get it all in. I'm going to hit every
you
area.
Do you have that clean? Do you have that last line? Good.
Please, let me vomit some more.
Notice he's evoking the word cancer into all of this now.
That you could die. Skin cancer is a real thing.
I understand it. I understand
Sun damage.
It. All right, Jeffrey, what else you got, buddy?
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right, thank
all right,
you.
Good. We're moving on. Let's go to Vinny. Vinny's in Framingham. Vinny. Yo, Vinny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I got a couple things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys busting on Bronx for the Unos.
Right. Oh, got the baby.
We got a little ticker on Christian and Big O.
Right.
How many times they both say, listen.
Yeah. Listen.
How many you got Glenn on?
Listen, Vinny.
No, we're going to go back to it. We can't do it now.
Listen,
get it,
Vinny, okay. Listen.
Listen.
Let him talk. Listen. Let him talk.
Listen.
Thank you for listening.
Lou, my fellow Framingham boy, Lou, let him talk a little bit. You're always cutting him off.
Stop it. Lou gets plenty of time.
Christian, listen.
Stop it.
Listen, Christian.
What, Vinny? Jesus.
Tell him to listen. Tell Vinny to listen.
Vinny.
We now know why you didn't get Vrabel caught the ball in the Super Bowl.
Why is that, Vinny?
You didn't shave Tom that week.
Actually, the one who needs shaving is Vrabel. He's got the hairy knuckles.
Shaving a hairy back.
He's got the stash.
You guys, stop
saying
listen.
All right, so listen. I got some dish soap.
All right, we're not putting dish soap on Lou. No.
Get this out of here. Don't record this. Get out of here with that.
Oh, environmentally safe.
Soap on me.
It's environmentally
safe.
Are
you nuts?
I know there's somebody in here that has some lotion. Tyler, find some of the ladies in the back and ask if they have some lotion.
What do you mean, ladies? Dale's got a big jug of it.
Taking a break. 617-779-7937. So Gronk is apparently out for good. We said this yesterday. What's a better chance of coming back, Gronk or Antonio Brown? And the Antonio Brown stock just went up.
Nice and slow so I get it all in.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
A little uncomfortable here during the commercial break. Did you just give a massage or
no?
What were you doing to
Tyler,
our producer's back?
No, I wanted to create a situation as if we were at the beach. Tyler came in. He's like, "Hey, man, I can't reach my back. I don't want to get burnt. I have real sensitive skin."
I don't think Tyler said that.
I said, "This is what we created."
Oh, Tyler was running from the little bit. Yeah.
So I said, "Come over here," and I just put the lotion on his back. And
come
I said,
over here,
beat
fella.
It. That was it. You know, I don't understand why that's so.
Come over here, little boy.
What I've realized, and we just tweeted it out, so you can see Tyler. Tyler's got really fair skin.
Tyler.
Okay, and he's embarrassed. I put the lotion on Tyler's back.
And then you slapped his back. You gave him a quick little slap, too.
That's what the massage therapists do. When they want to let you know when they're done, they give you a quick smack.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, my God.
You're having way too much fun doing this.
Poor Tyler.
I just retweeted it.
Tyler's
so bad.
Tyler's mother sent him from Florida up here to go to work. Producing in radio.
This is what I'm doing.
Oh, look at my baby.
And she's going to watch. He's going to see this on Twitter.
Look at that. Hercules. Hercules.
Oh, my God.
Hercules.
He signed a waiver, by the way.
I hope you're proud of me, Mom.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure he did.
That a boy.
All right,
back on the rails.
Back on, let's
all right,
go.
So Gronk said no today. Do we believe no?
I don't.
Yes.
Yes, and you say no.
No, he said no. I'm allowed not to say because people won't believe him.
I think he's saying whatever he wants to say right now, and it's to his benefit, to his agenda right now, to keep the brand alive. And if he were totally retired, well, the brand might be challenged. Because I'm not sure there's a hell of a lot there, right? We'll find out as he plays this thing out on Fox. Maybe he's more successful doing the wrestling stuff. So we threw the question out yesterday. Who has a better chance of coming back onto this team this year? Antonio Brown or Gronk? And I think most people thought it was Gronk.
I think it's Gronk. I said Gronk, and I believe Gronk, yes.
Christian?
Bridge has been burnt, blown up, you name it.
There's Gronk. No way Antonio Brown is coming back.
No shot.
No, yeah, so I don't think either one is coming back, but if you're going to say if I had to bet my life on it and I had to pick one of the two, it'd be Gronk.
It would be AB if I had to predict one of the two or
AB?
Bet one of the two. AB.
Yesterday you said Gronk.
I changed my mind.
Flip-flop?
Maybe.
Just a flip-flop? You usually flip-flop just because you have more information.
Maybe.
Maybe you have more information, or maybe you just flip-flop.
Maybe both.
A little bit of both. I think he heard something.
A little birdie?
I think he's got...
I just think that if you look at the situation...
Whoa. What do you mean?
I just think if you look at the situation, if you're the New England Patriots and you cannot make a deal in the next 2 weeks,
yeah,
you cannot get that receiver, do you really believe they're going to sit back and they're going to let $9 million go down the drain?
After what he said to the tweet to Robert Kraft.
And then,
yes,
then the league allows Antonio Brown to come back and play football, and he ends up on a team that you have to beat the rest of the way
all
to win the
Super
Bowl.
Already been discussed. Yes.
I do not believe the door is closed on Antonio Brown. I hate to sound like Wiggy because Wiggy keeps on saying he's coming back. I'm telling you, the percentage is still very low.
My English paper do.
But it do. D-D-O-O. But I think there's a much better chance of him coming back than Gronk.
The man just told you that he was not coming back. This morning, and Keith was on it. You guys, we've all kind of been on it. He's all just playing to the masses. The key is to keep people
talking about you, interested. I agree.
Robert Kraft helped him out.
My point is that if Rob Gronkowski tore his ACL walking out of this studio, there's a better chance that he plays for the Pats this year than Antonio Brown.
I agree.
I don't buy it.
With a torn ACL, knowing he's going to be out for the year.
I think Gronk
AB's not coming back here.
I think Gronk is definitely not coming back this season, and I would not be surprised.
Somebody told you something.
If the league in the next 2 weeks.
Yesterday you're talking about Gronk.
If there's an assurance from the league that he's not going to be put on the exempt list, I still think it is possible, though the percentages are very
plausible.
Low. I'm not disagreeing with you guys, because you still have an owner, I think, that does not want to deal with this. But if you have a football team 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
That has not gotten help at the receiver core, there's going to be tremendous pressure on, we've got a guy, and you don't think Brady's going to speak up, and you don't think Belichick's going to speak up. We got a guy, and the guy is, we're paying him, we're going to end up paying him $9 million, and he's going to go and help another team? He's going to go to Kansas City? He's going to Houston? Because if the league allows him, and the league gives him clearance, he's going to play for another team, guys.
So even if
so
I
what's
would say,
changed?
I would well, you talking to me?
The change is they haven't made a deal to this point.
If no, I'm saying what changed? All those things you said are true. They're going to allow him to possibly get play for another. All those things were true the day they released him. And you can say, you don't think that Bill Belichick or Tom Brady will have some say? Well, no, because they released him already. They might have say, but Robert Kraft owns this football team, and he apparently had more say. We all know that those guys didn't want to let him go in the first place and that this was Robert Kraft's call. So what's changed?
Well, here's what's changed. And you saw it in the way that Patriots Nation is going in the other direction right now. Because in the end, people can say whatever they want. We don't know about the character of the other 53 guys on that team. I mean, nobody's talking about a player that was arrested for cocaine possession within his house. And I'm not sitting there telling you that he's guilty. I don't know. But nobody's talking about that. So there are other players in there that probably have got texts that were sent. You saw Tyreek Hill the other night playing for Kansas City. And you know there's a big history there. You're going to see Kareem Hunt play in Cleveland here in a couple weeks as well. So I think at the time, Lou.
Difference.
You had an owner. No. You had an owner at the time who overreacted to the texts that were sent
out
there.
Antonio Brown,
it was an awful look.
What made Antonio Brown toxic was wasn't one thing. It was like 15. It wasn't just
Tyreek Hill's got 15. Hunt's got 15.
Well, who? Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff there going back to college. What are we talking about?
That's different. Totally different.
No, I'm talking about
domestic violence against women?
Glenn, in the last year, in the last 12, 16 months, you've got like 8 people suing him in the last 8 months.
Okay.
You
don't think you have other players getting sued by other people?
Not like 10 people in the last calendar year. You cannot compare what Antonio Brown's gone through the last 12 months to really anybody.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Lou. If somebody owes money to somebody, and we don't know what his financial situation is. You've pointed out a couple times you think he's broken. You might be right about that theory. So you don't know what his situation is. But that's not a reason for anybody to deny him a job in the National Football League because he owes people money. The courts will dictate how much money and whether he has to pay that money. You're not going to keep him off a football team because he's got debt?
No.
It's ridiculous.
How about a rape charge? How about a sexual assault charge?
It's a civil
charge.
How about
three of them? How about another one that popped up? How about a couple baby mamas in their house?
You got one. All right. You got one pending.
How about threatening to knock out a general manager? How about tweeting about your owner that just released you, talking about how he got off down at a parlor down in Florida?
And after all of that stuff,
how about
the New England
Patriots
signed him. How about a
lot of things that add up? This isn't no. After a couple of those things,
no. After all of those things, they signed him up.
No, Glenn, the report, the lawsuit, and the sexual assault and rape charge was after they signed him. That was afterwards. The text, the threatening text to the woman to try to intimidate, that was after.
But then
after they released him, he talked about a parlor that Robert Kraft, the owner, got caught in. So there's a few things after they signed him that just basically makes this guy toxic.
Well, he is toxic. There's no question about it. There's no denying it.
It's been a bunch of stuff.
But you know something? They overreacted because of the text that day. And I'm telling you, he's a complete scumbag. I'm not sitting here trying to stand up for the character of this guy. He's a scumbag. But you're not trying to hire Boy Scouts. You're not trying to go out and hire, we want the best players. We want the best dressed and the best behaved guys. No, you're hiring football players to win football games. They overreacted because the owner was probably sensitive to his disrespectful attitude towards women because he's been getting a lot of that.
So hold on.
Probably doesn't deserve it, okay? The owner doesn't deserve it, but people were tying him in with Antonio Brown.
If you think that he's such a scumbag, why does Brady, who is not a scumbag and would not be sitting here championing some guy who was a scumbag, continually like all his Instagram posts?
Because he can play.
Why would he keep doing that? So
bingo.
You're telling me he's a scumbag.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he isn't.
So wait a minute, guys. In 2 weeks from now, when they can't make a trade. Okay, and by the way, they keep on giving away the money that they save. So they saved the Ben Watson money. We all sat here last week, and I thought at the time we were right. They're saving the money because they need to go out and get a receiver. They know they're hurting there. And suddenly they're giving it back to Ben Watson. They're giving it to another tight end. They're giving money away, guys. They don't have much, and they may not be able to go and bring in an Emmanuel Sanders or any of these other guys. If that's the case, and you get down to the nitty-gritty, you don't think Brady, you don't think Belichick, certainly Belichick, you don't think there's going to be a conversation of, we've got him out there. He's still there. We can get him to apologize. We can get him to stay off of texting and stay away from this.
Yeah, and Robert, he's very sincere. He'll mean it, too, when he says he's sorry.
He's a scumbag. We get that.
So, wait, hold
but
on.
Why, but he, well, answer what, his question. Why know, is it Brady?
Maybe
why
he's not
it,
a scumbag.
Huh?
Maybe he's not a scumbag.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Not.
Maybe,
maybe those are the maybe, optics. Maybe that's what we
maybe
see.
Maybe Gruden was right. He is the most misunderstood person, player in the NFL.
Gruden said that after he was gone.
Okay. Okay. So maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
So Brady knows him. Brady's talked with him. He obviously has a good eye and a good ear for, you know, for people. Maybe he agrees with Gruden.
I don't think he's misunderstood. I think we got a pretty good picture of what he is. I think he's a scumbag.
If I knew you were, do,
who is,
you were
who
doing
is one of the best
stuff,
wide receivers in football, and that's why Tom Brady wants him back, because he doesn't get emotionally involved. You know, he's a teammate that can help me win. Same thing with Bill.
They want to win.
Yeah, I know. They wanted to win 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago when they released him.
And that's why I think there is a chance. A chance that he can come back now if they can't work out a deal to get a comparable or somewhere near comparable receiver.
If you think that there was a lot of heat on Robert Kraft when they signed him and kept him for that week, just imagine how much more would come down on him if they re-signed him before any of this is resolved. Because it's not getting resolved before the season's up.
Where will that come from? What? National?
Yes.
Okay. Should they care about that? What do you think?
Let me ask you. Did Robert care about it when he released him?
Yes, because I think
it was too close to home. Okay, so you don't think Robert cares about it?
Yeah, but I think now, 2 weeks later, he's realizing it's really going to affect my football team. I got a great defense. We can't score.
You think? What do you think? Do you think he cares more about his legacy and how people talk about him or his football team? Because I know Bill cares more about his football team than what people say about him.
I got to tell you.
But when it comes to Robert Kraft, you say, who says it? Nationally? Yeah, and it gets a lot louder. And he hears it every single time his team is mentioned and Antonio Brown is playing.
So wait a minute.
Every single time.
Wait a minute. So he's going to take heed, but Kansas City is fine holding on to Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
And Cleveland is even finer because they went out and took Kareem Hunt, even though they knew the history of this guy.
Yes.
Stop it. He's got to understand that people hate him and the New England Patriots because they're good and they win all the time. So he's going to get more heat. But you know what's worse? Losing, because you don't have the personnel.
Yeah, you're missing a big factor here.
But I'm not
you are, because the owner of Cleveland and the owner of Kansas City is not dealing with their own personal embarrassing moment that every time these players you're talking about steps on the field, that gets brought up.
If the New England Patriots announce next Monday that they have worked it out with this guy, with Antonio
Robert
Brown,
Kraft takes the heat.
Okay, takes the heat. And what do you think the Patriot fans are going to say? What do you think?
Of course.
What do you think our morning show is going to say? You know, they're going to have a party. They're going. It'll be a massage party.
I don't think it really matters what locally anybody says, because for an entire week locally, everyone was, you know, due process. Whatever happened to being innocent until proven guilty? I mean, nobody wanted anything. Nobody wanted this team to release Antonio Brown. They thought it'd be outrageous if the league suspended Antonio Brown. And then once he was no longer part of your team, now all of a sudden everybody came to their wits and they think, okay, he's a scumbag even though he's a great player. Robert Kraft, I think, got rid of him because of the attention that Antonio Brown brought on his own personal case.
That day. And yes.
And if he brings back Antonio Brown, I think there'll be even more heat on him and they'll talk about it even more.
National?
And he will never, ever, in a million years...
Right.
Do that.
Right. And they've talked about him in human trafficking. They still do. And that's a lie. It's not true. He was never involved in human trafficking. So unfortunately, in his position, he's going to have to listen to people who hate him in the franchise, who will make stuff up, exaggerate stuff, and get him involved like he is a bad human being and disrespectful to women.
Bill can handle that.
Yeah.
Tom can handle that. I don't think Robert will.
Okay. But if we get 2 weeks into it, and Belichick and Brady are both sitting there as they're trying to talk about who's going to catch the football. And they're both sitting there going, I'm telling you, Robert, I'm telling you, Antonio Brown, not that bad a guy. He's not that bad a guy. I mean, and he just brought up the point about Brady still following
him.
Hold on,
Glenn. If you think highly of Brady and you think he has a good idea of who's a good person, who's a bad person, if he thought that Antonio Brown was really just a jerk and a scumbag, like you said, then why would he sit there and like everything?
It's a good point. I can't answer it.
I think there's something
missing. You're right. It's a good point. Is Brady just one of those guys who cares only about football, and he would have a complete team of scumbags.
He's trying to help him.
Maybe he thinks that this is being blown out of proportion, and yeah, he made some bad decisions, but he's not a bad person.
So Kraft's not going to take that into consideration, or shouldn't take that into consideration if the season blows up on him, and Brady's sitting there going, I'm telling you, Robert, he's a good guy. We can deal with him. Belichick's sitting there going, we can handle him.
I think that's your answer. I think you don't think that Brady and Antonio had like a nice long conversation the first time that he got here when they sent out that picture of those two at Brady's house. You don't think they talked about it?
I think what Brady is, honestly, you've heard him. I think he looks at Antonio Brown as a guy that's screaming in pain, and he wants to help him. He wants the positive vibe. He wants to help the individual. He may no longer be his teammate, but he wants to help him. That's why I think he supports him. you joke, but...
No, I'm the music.
That's exactly who he is right now. That's who he is.
So he's like taking in strays.
Yes.
He's saying Antonio Brown's a stray dog.
I want to help him.
He's peeing on everybody's lawn. He's Benji.
Come with me to this Robbins guy, whatever. We're going to turn your life around. Because TB12 isn't just about the physical. It's about the mental. It's about the spiritual. God, I sound like LeBron.
He's doing a commercial.
Jesus.
We'll get to LeBron. Now, you might be right about that, but Brady can do that right now. He's out there. You can bring him in. You can move him to Brookline. You can do whatever you want. I think Brady wants him on a football team. I think Belichick wants him on a football team. Mm. And we're watching the team each week, and we're sitting there going, they need some offense. They need some guys who can catch the ball, right? I'm telling you, I think I wouldn't rule it completely out. I don't want to get you too excited, Wiggy. I would not rule it completely out. I still think there's a tiny little opening there. This hour's been brought to you by Right Window, plus Manchester Boston Regional Airport. You got easy access. You've got easy parking. You got easy to get going because life is all about choices, AB. So live free and fly at flymanchester.com. We get to the phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.